This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello.
Hi.
What's up?
Do you have to go to the dentist or something? You haven't said much.
I'm so fucking scared.
It's going to literally take you, it's going to take 2 minutes.
What's the weirdest or most, the medical thing you are most nervous about ever?
It's teeth for me. I can't do, people touch my eyes. I don't like that.
Yeah.
But like when I hear, basically you'll hear it on the show in a bit, but Fiona plays me a clip of a dentist and I have to get my tooth out today. Fiona played me a clip of the dentist and just the sound of the suction,
I know.
Like sends shivers down my spine. Mm.
Do you know what I've really noticed working at the dentist? And I know it's such a trope. Like everyone says, bless you, Callum. Everyone says they're so scared of the dentist, but I didn't realise like how many people, 95% of people who come through the door are like, no, I'm terrified. And I know a lot of older people had horrendous experiences here. Like the one older man came in and told us he escaped from the dentist when he was like 6 or 7, ran down the road, like got far away, and they got him back and they like pinned him down. Like it was absolutely horrendous back then.
Because there wasn't the pain relief. They didn't care the same way. They
horrible.
Just yanked it out.
And kids would be screwed. Like these people are traumatized forever. And that's why like a lot of Irish people have such bad teeth issues, because like they would never go back because they were traumatized. And I must have just had a
nice
dentist, or I was like, I just was never scared. It was never sore. I was telling you, I had loads of teeth out before I got my braces, and it was always just, I mean, I'm probably just a too relaxed person in general, but I
I'm just so relaxed, guys.
I just opened my mouth.
Nothing bad ever happens to me.
I don't have the fear.
No, neither do I. Neither do I.
At the dentist, really?
Never, yeah. No. The only time I ever felt pain was recently, and it made me realise I need to kind of cop on with what I'm eating, because it was the first time when I was in and out to the dentist, my Invisalign, that there was times of real sensitivity. I was like, oh, fuck out.
Yeah,
like, I never really had that before.
I can't hold water in my mouth because it's just pain.
That's bad. With the whitening as well, it just got very sensitive.
It's so rare I do.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It
probably had been months. Mm. It was just the first time I was like, oh shit, that really
hurts.
No,
there's nothing like a toothache. Like,
but like I'd be terrified of like a cleaning. I'd be terrified of any sort of scraping, any of that. Like, and now I have to get a full blown teeth out, which is my worst fear. Like, this is just...
Do you know what I wish we could do on the show?
I really feel for you. Like, it's awful. I know, like, I feel so bad for these people who are really scared.
Like, you can't, but like, you'd love to ask people on the show, what's the most embarrassing thing you had to go to the doctor with?
Embarrassing bodies.
I know, but seriously.
Get a little box.
I wonder what people talk, because I have a story that I'd have to really like not make graphic because it's too much.
You'd have to bring out the klaxon.
Oh, it'd be worse.
In terms of level of bikini wax.
Oh, it's worse.
Ooh. Yeah. So if people could be have a voice.
Will I tell you the short story?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the podcast.
Okay. This is disgusting.
Go on.
Right?
Oh.
Give it to me.
I thought I had an STI.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I had a lost tampon.
Oh, that's very dangerous, isn't it?
Very dangerous.
TSS, toxic shock syndrome.
I just covered my ears. I didn't know what.
No,
I wasn't expecting what it was.
Lost.
But toxic shock syndrome, that's all right.
Had to go right
over
there.
No, it's very serious.
No, you're right.
Yeah. I thought I was dying.
Were you having symptoms?
I'm joking. I know full well that's a very serious thing.
Yeah,
I thought I was like, geez, am I sick? Like, is there something serious wrong? So then I just went straight to the doctor. I was like, I think I have an STD. I think I'm dying. And then they're like, oh, it's stuck.
Oh.
So they had to get it out for you?
Mm-hmm.
Just stop having your period, girls.
I know, right?
It's easy.
103.8 Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Would you look, we're all together.
I feel like I'm going to curse. I just feel like I don't know. I feel like I have been away for months. I feel like I don't know how to do radio again.
I feel
like you're like me.
I've missed you. Feels like bloody ages.
Missed you too, guys.
I've actually had quite a nice time.
We'll catch up soon. We'll catch up throughout the show. It's all to come.
What I would love to do before we go any further is just kind of mention the fact that Fiona Frawley never uttered a single word about the fact that she's organised this incredible stand-up night.
I saw this.
Proceeds going to a charity helping out with all the atrocities in Gaza. And the lineup for this
It's Ashling, sick, bro.
The lineup Ashling is sick,
B,
bro.
Yes. Rosie O'Donnell.
Good friend of mine.
Neil Delamere.
Yeah.
Kyla Cobbler.
The lack of enthusiasm for Neil Delamere.
Mike Rice. And yep. Peter McGann.
I love
And can
Mike
I just say, tickets for this gig, she casually shared it on her Instagram yesterday afternoon, and I was like, hello, text my friends, text my fella, text my sister. This is huge.
Is it sold out?
Shall we get tickets?
I think it's nearly sold out. I think there's like one or two solo seats.
But I can't tell you listening, and like the truth of the situation is that this went on sale yesterday. It's gone.
Yeah.
And she never said a word to me.
Well,
and I've been looking at her every morning. Like,
for that reason alone.
I could have been napping.
For that reason alone, you know full well, every bit of work done for that gig was done by Dwayne.
I messaged Kyla. Thank you.
Dwayne being her partner.
And I messaged a few other people who said no. So thank you very much.
You did
much.
It all.
No, fair play. That's a whopper.
Very good.
Whopper.
I know, it's deadly. No, I'm delighted with the lineup.
On Fiona's Instagram, you said there might be a few tickets left.
Yeah, maybe a few like just solo seats. And it might change near the time. I don't know. Ticket
Ash, we'll budge up.
Crazy.
We'll
yeah,
budge
up. Let's go.
We're a country of scooters.
Oh yeah, we love them. We're a country of enjoying sitting very close to each other, famously. So
you're a mysterious woman.
Thank you. That's how I like to keep it.
Well
girl.
Done, Dwayne.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on spin.
It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona. Dave is back. Hello.
Hello. Woo-hoo. What's going on? How are you?
I've missed you. It's been
I've
weird.
Missed you guys too. It's been weird. I feel like it's been weeks since.
You know how much did you think of us?
I'd say at least once a day.
What? That's actually pretty good.
Because I woke up every single morning at 10 o'clock for breakfast in the hotel, and I went,
"Shut up!
They're still on air for an hour." Because of the time difference.
Oh yeah. Very good. Mm-hmm. I guess.
So that's how we eked our way into your brain.
Yes.
Obviously, you know how this works. You know that things move around here pretty quickly.
I hate this thing. This thing is so tough.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I know exactly what's coming.
We're going to catch you up on everything that you missed, but we're not going to just tell you. We're going to make you guess it based on clips from the last week or so across the show, okay?
Right.
So an aural sound bath is what we'll do.
Yes, let's hop in, everybody.
All right, Dave, question
Alan's
one.
Deep bath.
That's what we call it here.
That's a niche
on
reference
Spin
there.
1038. All right, Dave, what do all these snacks have in common? King Crisp, Doritos Chili Heat Wave, Bacon Fries, Meanies, Tato.
Oh, see, I thought for a second, I was like, oh, I know this. They're all going to be made by the same company.
Mm.
But then I thought, like, Doritos is the same company that makes Pepsi, and Meanies is KP. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine they're just...
You know a lot about crisps.
Excellent crisp knowledge, can we say.
I would
Welcome
imagine
back to the
they
show.
Are crisps that are going to be making an appearance at your wedding.
Oh, that's fun, and maybe we'll try that, but... Doritos in this economy. Wrong, Dave. I went through my definitive list of what crisps can be classified as meals and which are just snacks. But I will say, you mixed up some of them on that list.
Yeah, so let's just listen again.
King Crisp, Doritos, no. Chili Meal. Heat Wave, Bacon Fries, yeah. Meanies, Tato.
Okay, so just walk through that again. Doritos not a meal, yes a meal.
Doritos no, it has are to be a meal. Doritos are a meal. Bacon fries are a meal if you have two packets. King crisps are a meal.
And a pint.
Meanies, of course. That's your five a day. Meanies are not a meal. Tatoes are not a meal.
Yeah,
still delicious, but yeah.
I actually really agree with that.
Oh, thank you.
It was really well. It was really exciting, actually. Okay, can you please tell me what event this clip is from?
I know Brendan Gleeson is in a new play called The Weir. Is that
Add
by any chance from The Weir?
We actually more or less offered out free contraception on the show when we brought the mom calling competition, which is at Iowa State Fair. It's this 11-day festival at Iowa that we are obsessed with. It has like the most bizarre challenges and events, like a life-size
and
butter
kids
cow.
Just called their mom.
And then they basically all the kids go up and show how annoying they can be. Be like, Mom, bring me toilet paper.
Oh my God.
And there's a prize for the most annoying
I'd be
child.
So good at this.
So you would slay. You would eat.
We all want to go next year.
Class.
All right, Dave. What caused Emma to give this reaction?
I'm going to start crying.
So please cancel that order.
What? I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Okay, I think what you said, cancel that order. So I'd imagine maybe you had something in your Amazon basket or something, and Callum accidentally bought it for you.
Oh, so close!
Oh, what?
Basically, what happened was the other day I lost my big black reusable water bottle. As you can see, I'm back to the plastic for today.
Okay.
In Tesco, Angel Street. I thought it was gone forever. Came in the next day, giving out about it, and they produced it. Callum had gone to Angel Street and got it for me. It was such a joyous moment.
Now we
and
must the reason, ask.
What did he order? Cancel that order now. Oh, because you ordered a new one.
The reason it's not in the studio today is I'm waiting for the dishwasher to be full to throw it on for a spin. Just don't trust the fact it was on a counter for like...
You know what? That's very good for you. Yeah. I haven't washed my thing in probably... My Stanley Cup.
thing.
I washed my thing yesterday. Washed my Stanley Cup.
Treating us so well this morning.
I haven't washed my Stanley Cup since I got it like over a year ago. I really need to do that.
Okay, finally, what caused us to have this conversation? So you can't marry your uncle-in-law?
No, that's actually...
Sorry.
Well, no. Once we're married, yeah, he can't. But if he wanted to now, he could.
Ah, that's not fair.
I know.
Some uncles these days are like the same age as each other.
Some uncles are all right.
And
I've always said that.
I'd imagine Fiona probably found out that Dwayne is related to her.
Oh. Wow.
So it's all off.
And it's all off. Is that it?
Ah. No. She finally went and did something about her wedding that she... You know, she
no way,
yeah,
did you?
Yeah.
I'm a big girl now.
She finally got sorted with a very important thing, which is called the Green Book. Your intent to marry. It's like a legal thing you have to do.
Yeah.
And she found out there's certain people that you can't marry, even in-laws, who aren't related. It's not incest.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You have to read through a full list of all the people who you can't marry once you're married to Dwayne.
And in-laws are in it.
Can't
That's
marry
interesting.
Dwayne's uncle's wife.
Stop.
No, not even That's if shocking. She's really good looking.
That's quite good.
Yeah,
is that just is that the government doing a whole like
we're
you know,
trying to get rid of the stereotype?
We don't want the drama.
Exactly.
Too much family drama.
And we don't have it here. But one more thing, I'd like to tell you, we've had another winner, and that's not my name.
Insane.
I knew this would happen. I knew. What was the name?
A girl called Rebecca.
Great name. Who guessed?
Rebecca. It was of
Guess
course.
Who?
It's you. 100%. It was you.
I am never winning that.
Welcome back, Dave.
Hello, good morning and welcome back, Dave. Thanks, Dave. I am back from...
Yes, we're all very happy you're here.
Mallorca. Don't act like you aren't.
I'm delighted.
Aren't you buzzing? And you know what? You're going to be very, very happy when I tell you all about my holiday later on.
Okay.
For now, we get to the good stuff.
Of course.
Presents.
Yay!
No way!
Yes.
What happened to you?
Basically, this is what happened to me, right?
Pippa got them, didn't you?
No, I swear I got them, right? And I don't know if I should tell you this.
Please do.
Spent about 35 quid.
What? It's
ridiculous.
He's going to be sending us a Revolut request.
I'm thinking about it.
Presents.
Split the bill with me, hon.
But no, they're fantastic, right? But the reason I did it was because I was walking out the door last Friday or whatever it was, and I was like, on my holidays, I was like, see you in a week, goodbye. And producer Callum went, bye, have fun, bring us back a present. And I walked out and I went, oh, that's
not
good.
Yeah, that's your final.
So I do have a present for each of you. One of you gets two presents.
Wow.
Who is that person?
Exciting.
Who is that person?
It's
it's interesting because just there about 5 minutes ago, Emma and Fiona were catching me up on things I've missed on the show, and this was something that I wasn't listening to the show while I was away at all. I was just switching off, but I did think about Emma when I was in the airport yesterday.
Aww.
And I said, I guarantee she has lost her water bottle.
No way.
And there's one thing I know this woman loves, and it's a bottle of plastic water from the airport. I brought you Spanish water.
They just do it sexier over there,
they
lads.
They do. Jeez, that must have been about 33 bottle. Of the 35 quid.
This is this Carbonara.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
International Agua.
And now we get to the presents for all of you. Will we start again with Emma?
Yes.
Okay, we'll start again with Emma. Okay. You all get basically the same present, just a little bit, the details are a little bit different.
Ooh, okay, right? Because we're all equal here.
What do you think of when you think of Mallorca?
J's and L's.
Bikinis.
That's right.
rubber ducks.
Yeah, totally. That is what we
And
about.
In the town of Palma, there is about 400 We Love Mallorca shops that sell ducks. Now, one thing I didn't realise is they're much cheaper up the road. But they were 3 for £30, right?
Whoa. That's a joke.
Yeah, 3 for £30. And then went to the next shop and they were a fiver.
Oh my God, 3 for £30.
Yeah, I thought I was getting a bargain.
I hope you got the receipt because you can claim this back now.
Expenses. But the thing about the rubber ducks that I've gotten you is they're all kind of tailored to you.
Oh, wow.
In slight ways. So, Emma, I'd like you to describe your rubber duck. Why your eyes closed?
I love him. He's a boxer. He's got
Emma loves boxing.
Emma loves boxing.
Do you know what? This is going to be my guy for my big fight night soon. I'm going to carry him around with me.
Your mascot.
He's got gloves on. He's got great hair.
He looks like Elvis.
Yeah, and you have to do like a Tommy Fury. Like, you have to get him on your boxing shorts. Like a little stitched in thing.
And I'll put his beak right at my crotch.
Yeah, perfect. Because Tommy does Ellie Belly. You know, Molly Mae's elephant. So that's your Ellie Belly now.
So that's 1 out of 3ducks down.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Tanner. Fiona, the biggest thing about your personality.
Oh, God.
Please describe your duck.
Bridal duck, and she already has a dress and I don't, which is just reminding me. And she already has her flowers. I haven't done that either. And she has a beautiful glass of something, which I have sorted that. Amazing. I love her.
Oh, good. Thank I'm glad.
So
I thought you
much.
Could put her on top of the cake or something.
I will. Yeah. That's great. And just know, Dwayne, it is my day, to be fair.
Exactly. It's I your wedding.
It. No, just put my duck next to her on top of the cake and confuse everybody.
Exactly. Well, your duck's hair is quite similar to Dwayne's, actually.
And then producer Callum, there was no radio producer duck.
Okay, that's very niche.
Here you go. There is your duck. Cat. Please,
it's going to be Taylor
Swift. Please describe your duck.
Something with a Union Jack.
Oh, that is so Callum.
It's an old man. He's wearing a cardigan with a walking stick and glasses.
That is so you.
It was between that and like a college professor duck.
Oh my God, that is you.
Yeah. I'll put these on the Spin Instagram story so you
fabulous.
Can see them.
Do you know what's wonderful is that we literally got emails while I was off all week. We were getting emails from the facilities manager being like, hey guys, you know, we're getting the building done up, so make sure and clean up your desk and get rid of all the shite that you have. And now I have brought you more shite.
More tat.
I have to say, of all the shite we've brought back from other people's holidays, this duck is my favourite.
Ah, good.
Dave, thank you so much. I'll send you a tenner straight away.
It does. It feels like a substantial duck.
It
does.
You know it was 3 for £10.
Oh, that'll float now.
Keep an eye on our Insta story for photos of our ducks, which is a sentence I didn't think I'd be saying this morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Lewis Capaldi, Survive on Spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. My friend sent me a TikTok yesterday. She was like, lol, do you remember the time you did this, essentially? And the TikTok was a girl ringing the local pub, just being like, hi, what are the vibes? Should we bother coming down?
I remember you doing this.
What?
And she was like, please, can we normalize this? Just ringing the pub first, being like, is there anyone around?
Stop.
Is it worth me coming down? And this brings us back to many years ago when we were like, really wanted to go to, it was actually the Orchard in Rathfarnham. And I was like, oh, but what if there's someone there? Like, do you know? So I rang and I said, hey, my brother broke his leg today, but he's dying to go for a bite to eat. Just with the crutches, is it busy or?
Oh my God, that is such a good way to
that
do
is
it.
That's good.
My brother didn't break his leg and it wasn't even with me.
Sorry,
that
got that.
Is so smart.
I know. And I think we should normalise it. Just give a little ring ahead. Is Dua Lipa popping into O'Donoghue's tonight? Yeah. What's the crack? Mumford and Sons playing? Or what's the vibe, guys?
For now, it's Wednesday and I'm back.
Yeah, baby.
All right.
And if you'd like to win yourself some IMC Cinema passes, then our number is 087 711 1038. You should send the word game because we are going to play Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down. It's very simple. You don't say the same thing that I've written down and you will win IMC Cinema passes. 5 up for grabs. Game in a WhatsApp now. The number is 087 711 1038.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
Ah, I love it. Good to be back. Mm-hmm. And welcome on in to, what is this again? Oh yeah, the greatest radio game of all time! Woo! This is Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, blah, 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 you lose, you get nothing to do. You know the rules, who's on to play?
It's Eckhart! Bart, what are you up to this morning?
Busy driving, collecting my dogs for the morning for work.
You're collecting your dogs for the morning for work?
Yeah. So I work at a doggy daycare. So we pick up people's dogs during the day when they're at work, and then we take them to a farm and bring them back in the afternoons.
Eckhart, your life Amazing. Is just full of side quests. It's just that's incredible. Fair
and it's
play.
A real farm. It's not like when you're growing up and your parents say your dog went to a farm. It's like they come back from this one.
I like it. All right, Eckhart. Well, welcome on in to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, then you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. Have you heard this game before?
I have.
You have. All right, I like it. I'm going to ask you something like name something in space, and you're going to hear three beeps. Answer on the third beep. If you say the moon and I have the moon written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down, and every single one you get right, you'll win an IMC Cinema Pass. There's five up for grabs, Eckhart. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out, and you listening, play along wherever you are, in the car or the kitchen or wherever, and let us know how you do. Now, today is a special day, Eckhart, because I am back from holidays.
I missed you.
Right?
We all missed him.
So I welcome you to a Dave-themed Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Here we go.
Wow. He's such a humble guy.
Here we go. With round one. I hope you've been paying attention for the show. Round one. Name any place you can go on holiday.
Spain.
Not very specific. I stupidly went specific. And I have written down Mallorca.
Ah, nice one.
All right, Eckhart, that is one IMC Cinema Pass in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Yes, please.
Yeah, go on.
All right, here we go. Round two, Eckhart, on a very special theme. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. Name any football team.
Everton.
Ooh, very good. And I have written down Manchester United.
Yay! All right, Eckhart, that is two IMC Cinema Passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Oh, yes, please.
Yeah, go on.
Here we go. Round three. Eckhart, name any man's name beginning with D.
Dylan.
Shockingly, I have not written that down.
No
I have
way.
Written down Dave.
Well done, Eckhart. You're really in tune with Dave's love of himself. That is three IMC Cinema Passes in the bag. Would you like to keep playing?
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, here we go. I don't know. This one could separate the men from the boys. All right?
As I said,
it's very Dave-themed. Don't say the same thing that Dave is written down. Round four. Name any shop you'd go to buy a tracksuit.
Ooh, Sports Direct.
Sports Direct.
Oh. I'm nervous. Gold one in Carrick Mines, must be said.
And I have written down...
No.
A JD Sports.
Yeah! He's a classy boy.
Eckhart, you're smashing it.
All right, here we go.
Would you like to keep playing, Eckhart? That is four IMC's in the
Keep it
going. Go on. This is
it.
Final countdown.
Final round. Five IMC Cinema Passes on the line. Here we go, Eckhart. Emma, Dave, or Fiona?
Bear in mind the theme this week.
Fiona.
Thank you.
And I have written down...
No way.
Dave.
I'm back, baby.
Congratulations, Eckhart. You have won yourself five IMC Cinema Passes. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Eckhart, do him a favour. Will you tell him just again? Just tell him that you missed him.
Oh, Dave, I missed you so much, man.
Man, I missed you too.
He needed to hear that. His self-esteem is
Eckhart, so low. One more thing. Just say, wasn't the same without you.
It was not the same without you,
no,
Dave.
No, I know. It was better. Eckhart, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Cheers.
Bye.
Well done, Eckhart. He didn't say the same thing that Dave was written.
Can I ask you a quick question? I don't mean to cause any offence whatsoever, but is the reason that you kind of kept it all about you because you'd nothing prepared?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's 100%. Callum said as soon as I walked in, hey, you need to prepare, don't say the same thing. And I said, nah.
Not today.
She said, yeah, I know. Just thinking about that all holiday.
Gonna wing it.
This is new music this morning from London-based singer-songwriter Olivia Dean. This might be new to you. Check it out. It's gorgeous. It's called Nice to Each Other on Spin.
Here we are back again. Fighting what's in front of me. There's so much to unpack again.
Shirley XCX, Shirley. Charlie XCX, Billie Eilish, and guests on the spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona. I have to say, of all the gifts over the years he'd bring back from holidays, David Hammond went and absolutely smashed it this morning.
Who knew all you had to do to make people happy with presents is spend money? Like,
it's
spend
crazy.
More money.
It's crazy.
Dave brought us all back. What would you call these? Inflatable
rubber ducks.
Rubber ducks. Rubber ducks. Yeah, don't have kids.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I wouldn't know the
don't
name.
Have a bath.
Don't have a bath.
never clean myself.
And they're all like kind of apt to our personalities. I have a boxing duck with gloves and all on. Fiona.
I have a bride duck.
And poor Al Callum.
I have a boring old man with a walking stick.
That's the most truthful of all.
They're absolutely excellent gifts.
Which one's
I can't
better,
stop looking
though,
at my
which
fella.
Which one's more to the person?
Well, Callum. According to the poll on the Instagram story, I put it up on Official Spin 103.8. You can go and vote on your favourite and who it's more likely. I'm actually in the lead.
Yeah,
no.
So
you have me down to
there. Honestly.
Boring old man. Producer
when I saw
Callum.
That come out with the bag, I thought, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. On. That's it.
Nailed it.
103.8 Dublin. Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning. It's Emma, Dave, and Fiona, and it actually is.
Hello.
The whole gang is here.
I'm here. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Your day is back to normal. All right.
You can breathe easy.
Everything is fine. Everything is back to normal. We is kind of buzzing that I wasn't here to get myself cancelled again for the Rose of Tralee.
Yes, I we was. We actually didn't talk about the Rose of Tralee at all.
Oh my god, you're Westbury.
did you get a complaint last year about your, what you did?
Oh, I'd say I got about 75 complaints.
Oh, it went on TikTok and everyone hated you.
What did you do again?
Let's remind everyone what you got complaints about.
Last year, I basically tore the Rose of Tralee to shreds. Do you know what? I take it all back. It's a fantastic, incredible.
Fantastic, lovely ladies.
Incredible competition.
Incredible display.
But yeah, I was reading the comments. Basically, the comments got so bad on the video last year that when I talked about the Rose of Tralee, they got so bad that Spin turned the comments off.
Oh, right.
What were you saying?
Just to mind your mental health?
Pretty much, I think. Yeah.
Protecting you.
I was basically saying everything you think I would be saying. I thought it was kind of pointless, and I thought it was a bit outdated.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what I mean? It just didn't really seem to be the modern Ireland thing. Do you know what I mean?
People didn't like that.
No, people really, really, really didn't like it.
All Dahi O'Shea's burner account commenting.
I basically said that, so I think Emma was like, and was any of them your type? And I was like, no, not even one, because they all love teaching and they all love sheep.
That's true.
And I said that and then I got in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but you literally like would have no issue going out with a teacher. You were just trying to have a bit of a laugh.
I was just having a laugh. I got very cancelled.
I mean, you said they love sheep platonically.
Yeah, of course. But now I see the merit in it, and I think it's a fantastic competition.
Wow.
I think they're all lovely girls. And I take it all back. And by the way, I love my job. It's fantastic. It's great.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
This is something I've actually been kind of discussing while you've been away, Dave. I have been realizing or struggling with the fact that I have no imagination or creativity. Now,
good traits to have on the show.
Yeah, this is great. Not something I flagged when I was interviewing for this job. Obviously, I listed those as some of my finest traits. But I've just been feeling a bit stifled recently, and I was telling the guys that I ordered this book called The Artist's Way.
Okay.
That like it helps you like get your creative spark back, and it gives you loads of tasks to like, you know, apply yourself so you're actually not just like thinking
going through the motions.
Creative. Yeah, it's like you are actually doing creative stuff.
So for example, what's interesting about this book is in like a yard sale or something, Dochi came across it and she credits that book for her artistic
flair.
Yeah, she swears by it.
Okay.
Have I opened it? Not really.
I've never met a woman who loves to spend money as much as Fiona Frawley.
Really?
Yeah,
I do like to treat myself with useless crap. But this has been further solidified by me, for me. But the other night, my partner Dwayne did this little test on me. And you guys might have heard of this before, because apparently it's been around for a while. It's called an aphantasia test.
Can't say I've ever heard of her.
Really? Okay, no. Amazing. APH.
Is that the thing?
PH for fat.
Where you imagine things in your mind.
Yeah.
Because some people don't have that.
Yeah. So I won't tell you yet. Okay. So basically, the test is you have to close your eyes and picture an apple.
Am I closing my eyes now?
In your mind. Yeah. I'll just tell you, there are five scales. So the first is that you see the apple perfectly real as seeing as holding an apple in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
The second is it's like realistic and reasonably vivid. Mm. It could be like a cartoon apple. The third is like moderately realistic, like it's, you know, just a vague kind of outline.
Circle thing.
Fourth is it's dim and vague, like maybe it's a shadow. And five is no image at all. I only know I'm thinking of the apple.
Okay, can't see it.
But you just know, you're like, yeah, I know I'm thinking of an apple, but I can't actually visualize it. So you guys all, please close your eyes and let me know whereabouts on the scale you think you fall.
I've only got 3 hours sleep, so I'm hoping I don't fall asleep.
No, that's fine.
I'm seeing a drawing of an apple and it kind of has like a pink lady. It's kind of pinky red and it has green and a little bit orange in the corner, or kind of yellowy, as in it's kind of starting to go a bit off, but there's still some good bits there to chunk through.
I see.
That's pretty good. I'd say you're about a 2 on the scale.
Mine's pretty realistic. It's red. It's a small apple. It has the stem, and it's a little bit of like yellowy tint in the redness.
Wow, I feel like I'm doing my Leaving Cert and I'm drawing, like, you know, still drawing, whatever it's called. And mine's like sitting outside a fruit bowl.
Okay. Mm. So there could be a few flies going around. Callum.
We just got a message in on WhatsApp there from David saying, I pictured my iPhone.
You pictured your... Oh, very good. No lack of creativity there, David. Well done. Very good. Callum, what do you picture?
I didn't do it, so...
Okay, so you don't respect me at all.
He was reading David's
as
text.
A contributor to this show. Very good. Okay, well, I'd say that you guys are about a 2 on the scale, which means you have imagination. Mm-hmm. You picture through. I'm 5. I don't picture anything.
No.
I only know that I'm picturing the apple. I'm like, yeah, I know there's an apple, but I don't, like, when I close my eyes,
you
don't
see pictures.
See anything.
You don't see...
Yeah.
Okay, and apparently, wait. Close your eyes. Can you see me?
No.
Well, obviously not.
Okay, but can you imagine me? Can you see me across the way chatting to you?
I'm like, I know what you look like, and I know like what you're doing over there, but I don't have a visual of you right now.
Wow, that's mad to me.
It's freakish, and apparently it's like 2-5% of people have this. And it's called aphantasia, and it means you have an inability to visualize and you have image-free thinking. So basically,
that's not great, Fiona,
I'm
really
useless in every way.
Do you dream?
Yeah, I actually do dream, but like often I'll wake up in the morning and Dwayne will be like, what did you dream about, my partner? And I'm like, I don't know, I forget already. But I actually did remember my dream from today, but I know we won't talk about that because I know that's not that interesting. But okay. People with aphantasia don't create any pictures of familiar objects, people, or places in their mind's eye. Not for thoughts, memories, or images.
You made a career out of comedy, though.
I know.
And storytelling, and writing jokes, and being creative, and being fun, and you're on a radio show, so how does that work?
Apparently there's only like 2-5% of people who do this. But
so you're very unique then.
I'm
cool.
A unique queen. But other people who have this, the founder of Pixar, okay, so he's a creative guy.
Way.
Right? The former president of Walt Disney Animation Studios.
Okay. That doesn't make any sense.
So they animated stuff. Glenn Keane, Disney animator and creator of The Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. So she was hot. And Penn of Penn and Teller. You know those guys?
Oh, the magicians.
Vegas shows, and one of them was on Sabrina.
Yeah.
So I'm in okay company.
We've said it like twice, three times, four times now. You need to start reading The Artist's Way.
Yeah,
and
no,
you need
absolutely.
To start doing some bits for your creativity.
I'm going to open it for sure.
Yeah, just be better. Good morning. I'm back after a week and a half, basically, of being off. And it was nice to be off, I'm not going to lie. I really enjoyed it. But I'm glad to be back.
Aww.
However, having said that, I'm thinking about taking tomorrow off.
Oh, right.
And maybe even a day after. Who knows? Now, the reason for this being, I'm not just being greedy, okay? I feel like I was put under a curse the second
you're not
I
allowed
left
to
the
leave
show.
Me.
Listen, hey, I'm not leaving you. Don't worry.
Me. Of course, I just mean.
I feel like I was put under a curse the second I left the show on last Friday.
Yeah.
Because I went to London with my girlfriend and to meet, see her family and all. And I, on the Saturday, woke up with the most amount of tooth pain I've ever had in my life.
Oh my God, guess what? Dave's talking about being in pain again.
I know, crazy.
No way.
But it was my wisdom tooth, right? And I was kind of feeling the Friday night and we went and got some kind of like Nurofen or whatever. And then Saturday, it was just in a lot of pain. It was it was bleeding and it was pumped up and it was just looked bizarre.
Honestly, you forget or don't know the level of pain with the toothache until you have one. It's a next level kind of uncomfortable.
It really is.
Awful.
And the thing is about the pain is that it makes everything, so basically the right side of my face isn't really working at the moment.
Sure.
So my gland is out on the right side. I can't breathe through the right side of my nose. My eyeball is sore and keeps watering. I can't really hear out of my right ear.
Because it's all the nerves.
Because it's all on the right side of my face. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's horrible.
Which is your good side, which is a shame.
Oh, listen, this is
that left side is all right.
Right side is all right. But listen, this is the thing. I went and I was on holidays and I was enjoying my holidays, but I was also in a lot of pain.
Right.
Luckily, it was in Spain. You could get some good painkillers, you know what I mean?
You were in Spain without the S.
Yes, exactly.
Hey.
I was in Spain with the S and without the S. So I went online and I said, I need to book to get my wisdom tooth out.
Yeah.
Right? And I did that and they rang me up and they were like, okay, yeah, we'll do that. But then they didn't give me any information about things like that. So I'm like, okay, it's a wisdom tooth.
Mm.
Here's my question to you this morning, 087 711 1038. And hopefully maybe you'll have got a wisdom tooth that maybe you'll know. How many days off can I get for taking this one wisdom tooth out? Now, keep in mind, it's the bottom right wisdom tooth.
That makes a difference,
yeah,
I believe.
That
the
makes
right
it
or left.
Worse. Mm. I mean, you'll be fine. But it's a more serious
situation. Bear in mind, he's getting this tooth taken out at 11 o'clock this morning. I believe in your most recent dentist appointments, they told you that needs to come out. You ignored them and then suffered a week in Mallorca by not listening to the
dentist. Basically, 3 months ago, I went and did a little checkup. They were like, that needs to come out. And I said, you don't know what you're talking about.
You're not the boss of me.
You don't know what you're talking about.
What are you, a dentist?
Yeah. So here's my question. If you've got a tooth out, and I'm sure, like, listen, I'm sure it's painful. So therefore, I think you should tell me how many days realistically I can take off.
Can you blag?
And then how many days can I pretend to need? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So 087 711 103, voice notes are welcome. How many days can I get off realistically for this one tooth extraction? It's the wisdom tooth, it's the bottom right, it's in a lot of pain, and I'd imagine it's going to be in a lot of pain after the thing as well.
Yeah.
So, when I get this tooth out this morning at 11 o'clock, how many days can I take for
work? Will he be back for September?
Can I take two? Is it just the one, maybe? You know what I mean? But see, producer Callum got one out
next week.
Producer Callum got one out, or was it three or something like that?
I got three out, and I had to take an entire week off. Now, the dentist, when I got my three out, said, oh, you take tomorrow off and then you can go back to work. And I was looped out of it.
Really?
Yeah. I remember coming in here dizzy as anything, not being able to do anything. But that was three.
See, three, but I also don't think I'm on the medication that you're. I think mine is just routine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But they didn't really give me much information, but everyone else was like, oh, you'll need to take some time off work. Do you know what I mean? So I'm thinking, how much time can I realistically get off of this?
He's blagging again. He's blagging again. 087 711 1038. Let us know what you think. Send your voice notes in.
Recharged.
Listen, I've obviously been off for a week and a half and it's been nice enough, but I feel like I could do better and get more days off. Reason being, the reason it's only been nice enough was my tooth has been in so much pain. My bottom right wisdom tooth has been causing me pain since last Friday night and into basically now.
As in last Friday week?
Yeah.
It's an ages.
Oh yeah, last Friday week. Like, it's been going for a week. And I've been in a lot of pain. I booked to get into the dentist today at 11 o'clock to get that tooth out, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it is a wisdom tooth. Mm-hmm. People have been saying, all right, you need some time off, you know what I mean? After, I even texted our boss and I was like, oh, I might need some time. And he was like, yeah, no problem. I've been through that. And I was like, oh, okay, so he's understanding.
Yeah, people
as
relate.
As per, Dave is trying to blag as much time off as he possibly can.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, and he wants to be backed up by you this morning.
I hate doing this show. That's a joke. I love this show. I love it.
You've said it now.
No, I love this show so much, but I also love a bit of time off. So I'm asking, realistically, how much time can I get off from this one tooth extraction? Producer Callum got a week off for getting three out. That basically means to me I can get like a day and a half, maybe, potentially.
Well, Christian was on.
You are a big boy. You can come back on the work afternoon.
Oh,
Christian, I can go back to work this afternoon.
Also, he's not a big boy.
Are you having a laugh? First off, I don't work afternoons.
Jamie or Faye might need cover tonight. You can come in and do their
and two,
show.
Christian is definitely one of those people who reminded the teacher that the homework was due. Do you know what I mean?
I say he walked to school in his bare feet around.
Up a hill.
Yeah.
How many days can he blag off for this one tooth extraction? 087-711-103. Get your voice notes over.
Yeah, will I be in a lot of pain? Do I need some days off? Maybe one, maybe two even. If you've got a wisdom tooth out as well, let me know what I can expect.
Maybe you're a dentist listening.
One or two days. What do you think? Routine extraction.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. Upgrade your lunchtime with office favourites delivered by Just
you go,
Eat.
You go back in at 11:30 and do the podcast. That's called Fully Charged Recharge. You should check it out wherever you get your podcast.
Oh my God, excellent.
I'll listen to that on my day off tomorrow. Hello. All right, I'm back and I've been away for the last week and a half and it's been wonderful, but there has been one thing niggling at me. That thing niggling has been my right bottom wisdom tooth. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Oh my God, it's been a lot of pain. And because I've been a lot of pain with my tooth, it's basically made my right gland go weird. It's made my right nose nostril go weird. My ear can't really hear. My right nose.
The right side of your brain, by the sound of things, is impacted as well.
And my eye is kind of going a bit weird. Yeah, the right side of the brain. Yeah,
I'm it's gone a bit fuzzy.
I'm not as creative. You know what I mean?
Could never be me.
So listen, I have to get the wisdom tooth extracted today at 11 o'clock. And I'm trying to blag some days off from this. Even though I've just been off for a week and a half, I don't care. Shut up.
He's been back to work for an hour and 41 minutes.
Can we also get in touch with your girlfriend's Pippa's employer and organise for her to get a few days off, because I would say she did not enjoy this holiday at all, given how much you were probably complaining about this too.
It was like one anti-inflammatory for me, one Panadol for her.
Yeah, I'd say she needed the headache. You on mute.
So basically I've been asking you, how many days do you think I could blag off for this, given that I'm just back? Like, be realistic. Do you think I could push the boat and get like 2 days off, like Thursday and Friday, if I have to get a wisdom tooth out? Maybe you've had a wisdom tooth out and you know the pain that I'm about to go through for a routine extraction. Mm-hmm. 087-711-103. What do you think?
Okay, so Emma was on, right?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
So I got a week off for getting my wisdom teeth out.
Nice.
Well, I had a little fun fact in that I actually had a fifth wisdom tooth. So I got five wisdom teeth taken out, and it was under general anaesthetic. But I reckon that's a day per Tuesday. So. Okay. Take tomorrow off and then back to work with you.
Okay, right.
She was under general anaesthetic and she had got five wisdom teeth taken out.
Five wisdom teeth is a bit weird.
So it's kind of like one tooth per bloke per day.
But like,
yeah, literally.
Do you not have four wisdom teeth?
There are some parents who are cousins somewhere along the line.
Do you know what I was going to say?
Five wisdom teeth.
Remember, like in school, you always had someone who's just like who had like three sets of grandparents. Or
yeah,
something.
That's weird. Yeah.
I'm like, how do you have five wisdom teeth?
I went to school with a guy who had an extra toe and never got it removed. Just went around with.
He just said, "No, you can deal with that."
Yeah, you can. And his dad was a doctor.
Do you know what? I kind of appreciate her fairness.
Yeah.
One day per tooth. But I'm thinking 1.5 days. That's what I'd like.
Gary was on.
I think you'd need 2 days off.
Right.
Because you'll be in pain today after getting it out. You won't be able to eat tomorrow.
Oh, no.
And then you'll need another day of recovery. But sure, that brings you into the weekend.
Yeah.
So see how you feel by Monday.
See, the problem is if you're going to go take a sick day on Friday, that means you're not really allowed to have any fun over the weekend.
No.
Yeah.
You can't be seen to be having fun if you're taking a day off work.
Yeah, see you out socialising.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, see, okay, this is where things get a little bit rough.
Oh, for God's sake.
Because at 11 o'clock on Friday, I have to get my hair cut.
Right.
And my barber is one of those people that you have to book like weeks in advance.
Oh, yeah, not like your job, though.
No. So I can't miss that. And also, Friday night is my mate's going away party, my mate Ben, who works there.
Is he going to Australia or something?
No, but he's leaving the job.
Oh, so you don't live with him or
you're
anything?
You're still going to
live. He's leaving drinks. I do live with him.
He's not leaving the country or anything.
No, he's leaving this job downstairs, but he's still going to live with me. But
you'll see him the next day.
I would like to go to his leaving drinks as a mate.
I thought your glands were sore. I thought you couldn't see out of your right eye and you couldn't sniff out of your right nostril.
How many days do you think I could?
What's the crack? What do you think, Lee?
Yeah, I don't think how severe it's going to be. My sister-in-law got one taken out the other day and she had to be dropped off at a dentist and then picked back up, and she was told she wasn't allowed to drive or do anything severe for 48 hours.
Okay. So, like, she's in a lot of pain. Is she on the back of this? You're saying he doesn't realise the severity of it?
Yeah, they said that it will get worse. So she was fine the first day, but then
I was thinking actually this morning, it was on my mind that you had this headache. Like, do you want me to make you a bit of soup or anything? What are you going to eat?
No, I'm scrambled eggs or something like that. So you think, Lee, I can get like 2 days off?
I say you could probably about 3 days off. She was starting to feel the pain after.
You could probably drag it out into Monday.
Yeah. We're getting into the weekend then. Yeah. So do you think Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday and Monday?
He made
a massive mistake by not booking this in for a Monday.
Why didn't I book this in for a Monday?
Yeah. I know, rookie error, honestly.
Silly.
Time to change it if you want.
Well, Lee, thank you very much for all the help. I presume that you are basically diagnosing me with 3 days off.
I think that sounds like Lee's.
I can see his virtual scribble of the prescription or the sick note. Cheers, Lee.
All the best.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So all this 1 day, 2 day, let's split the difference. Okay, I'll see you on September 1st.
Perfect.
I think that's fair enough.
You're such a chancer.
Is there better without me?
Yeah.
I have to get my wisdom tooth out this morning, lads. 11 o'clock, not looking forward to it. But trying to get some more days off. I know I've been off for a week and a half. Would like another couple of days. What
just
do you
to
think?
Say he's been back to work for now an hour and 48 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's already trying to...
came in the door and
I'm
said,
shattered.
Not for me.
Not for me. Not for me. So I'm asking you, how long do you think I could get off? What
well,
do you think?
Rachel's been on and she's a dental nurse. She has some advice for you. What do you think is ahead of him, Rachel?
The bottom wisdom teeth tend to be more difficult to extract. Oh. The top ones sometimes come out really quickly.
Okay. So that's
I definitely think he needs 2 days because the area will be quite tender once the anaesthetic wears off. But just plenty of rest and painkillers and he'll be fine.
Okay. So Rachel, they have to really dig in there.
Shut up, Emma.
Right down around
it depends on
the positioning, like everybody's different. Some people their roots will be straight, some have curved roots.
How I imagine it, Rachel, is like, you know when you're digging a hole in the garden and you have the shovel and then you stand on the shovel and give it a good boot down into the ground.
I'm gonna kill you.
Exactly.
Rachel, tell me this, am I gonna feel anything?
Not during the procedure. Great. Definitely not.
Feel it tomorrow.
Dentists tend to test the area before, so you don't have anything to worry about. They'll check before, and if you need more anaesthetic, they'll give it.
That's all I wanted to know.
It's kind of, you'll be just tender kind of once that wears off, so you'll need plenty of painkillers and rest.
Rachel, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Rachel,
no problem. Appreciate good luck, Dave.
Bye. Thank you.
I love that you know that satisfaction when you have a shovel.
I hate you so much
and you give it a good hoof around,
and then sometimes if the ground's a bit tough, you kind of get your full weight.
I'm disassociating.
Jump on it and you really get down.
You do, and that's the dentist loves to jump.
I'm on the beach in Mallorca.
Do you know what, Dave? I used to work at a dentist. Some people might know. I used to work at this very dentist that you are going for your tooth extraction at today. You opened your mouth this morning and said, have a look at this. And I said, well, I did social media for the dentist, so I don't know what's going on in your mouth. But I can say with confidence that you've bought yourself a one-way ticket to hell. You're going to be an immense pain for the rest of your life. You will never recover, and you probably might as well get the rest of the teeth out as well. There's no looking back for you now. It's a downward spiral, and you probably need to get a set of dentures. I know, I'm only messing. You'd be absolutely fine, Dave. It's a very nice, lovely dentist. You're going to get to watch Netflix on the ceiling. You're going to get to ask the dentist, does she know me? And she'll say, I'm actually working right now.
Yeah,
so
but like, will she know you and like you?
She'll know me and she'll love me. Okay. I really made a big impact in the 5 minutes I worked there. So listen to this. If your dental surgery is an easy one, standard and straightforward, you get no money back. But if it's a harder one and it's a bit more complicated, you're going to get 20% back on your Med2 form. So really, if it's a worse surgery, you're going to make money out of it. So there's no losing here.
All right, okay. So I'm grinding even while in the dentist chair.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You are grinding in that chair.
Making money.
Finally, this dentist really prides themselves on being able to take out teeth super quick.
Really?
And making it just not a big deal. And I thought I'd communicate this to you the best way I know how, which is through a TikTok. Now, I'm going to send you on all these TikToks for reference, but in the meantime, I have the audio of one. This is a dentist there called Dr. Muhammad taking a tooth out and showing how quick it can be. So listen to how quick this clip is and listen to how easy it is and you'll feel fine.
So we're going to take Emily's wisdom tooth out.
I thought I
can sit. Yeah, of course you can. Emily's sedated. Go ahead and do this, and we're going to see how quickly and easily we can take out. Here we go. And there is the tooth. So open big for me, Emily. Good job. So it's beautiful. Well, annoying tooth.
Oh, God.
It's done. That's all it took.
That's 25, amazing.
25 seconds that clip was length. That's all it's going to be. So we'll see you back here at 11:15.
Exactly. You'll be back. You can get us a coffee on the way.
Yeah,
please.
Perfect. Oh, my God.
You're such
not
a baby.
A
I'm so scared.
It's going to be easy, and they'll let you keep it afterwards if you want. You can make yourself a little necklace.
Right. Tooth Fairy to spin with Emma, Dave and Fiona. However, I feel like we should do a rebrand and just call the show Emma and Fiona, mm-hmm. because Dave has been off for a week and a half. He's been working for an hour and 55 minutes, and he's already
so tough.
Trying to blag another few days off.
An hour and 5 minutes left. How many?
No, I don't know. Honestly,
he's getting a tooth out today at 11 a.m. and feels that he deserves a good bit of chunk of time off on the back of it. Well, it's Dr. Mohammed. Is it Truly Dental you're going to? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
We just heard a clip there of Dr. Mohammed taking out a tooth to give Dave an idea.
Within like 20 seconds, yeah. Which was pretty cool. Good.
Well, a message in there from Kathy. Hi, guys. Dr. Mohammed took my back tooth out last week. He is a gem. Tell Dave all will be fine.
Yeah,
no
great.
Way.
It's not him, though.
But it's someone he employs.
Great.
I actually heard there's a kid in there doing a bit of work experience over the summer.
Oh, yeah. They're letting him.
They're tying rope to the teeth and driving away.
And the kid's meant to run down Grafton Street and just keep running.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's
that's
ideal.
The idea.
Yeah, she's doing the bleep test up and down until your tooth comes out.
I hate you. No wonder I went out days off. Dublin 1038. Dublin.
Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go! How are you? What's
hey,
going on?
What's
How are you getting on? Okay, guys, I've made an executive decision that impacts everyone in this room.
Oh,
and
fun.
I just want to say I'm really sorry. Oh. I don't think it's going to be great, but I've decided to stop showering ahead of work on a Monday. I will no longer be having an evening shower on a Sunday to get into work on Monday.
Sorry, please explain. You're not a morning shower or
no,
anyway.
The best day to shower is a Sunday night.
Yes, we know Dave only showers once a week, and I'm going to start maybe doing that as well.
Twice if I go to the gym.
So, oh wow. Okay. So, as people know, I went to Oasis on Sunday evening, and I did my fake tan in the morning on Sunday in case Liam Gallagher looked directly at me and wanted to risk it all. I had to tan the whole body, the back as well.
Just in case he wanted you to take off your top.
You never know. He might say, let me see what you're working with. Let me see. Did you do the back of the leg?
Let me see the back.
The so give us a twirl. Give us a twirl. And I got home from Oasis at about 12:30, and I should have washed the tan off, and I was like, oh, I'm not doing that. So I came into work on a Monday morning.
She was stinking.
And the guys were polite. And Emma now, it's safe to say, I wasn't smelling the best, probably. But it's Wednesday now, and the tan is looking stunning.
Yeah, you look
this
fab.
This is the thing. I don't think it's about... I think what you should do is do your tan on the weekend, right?
Yeah.
And then you won't have to stink us out of it.
Mm.
But if you leave it on for that extra day, game changer.
It really makes a difference, doesn't it?
I've done that before. Absolute filth queen.
I have to say, unfortunately, it's going to be BO City on a Monday.
Just do what I did.
Go on
Hollis.
Oh wow, you have a lovely glow.
Got a real tan.
You sat in.
Look at these freckles, boy.
Okay, and you know what happens? They all join together and they make one big tan.
One big tan.
That's what my mom always told me.
And your mother's also a tan, isn't she?
She is.
She's English.
Dave and Fiona on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Alright, there's Chapel Ronan, Hot to Go and Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and the dictionary again is getting wackier and wackier. Do you know, I haven't picked up a dictionary in a very long time. When I was in school, I always associated it with kind of boring.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas now it seems like a bit of crack. They're always making headlines for the new words that they add at the end of a new year. Mm-hmm. And the same has happened again. Over the past 12 months, 6,000 new words, phrases and meanings have been added to the Cambridge Dictionary.
I hate this time of
Do
year.
Do you?
I hate it. Like, just
it's
stop.
It's kind of school.
You don't need new words. We've discovered all of them.
We don't need to develop.
Every word that matters, we have in there already. Do you know what I mean? The last 10 years of adding words hasn't done anything to anyone. Because the ones that you've added don't make sense 10 years later because they were cool at the time, now they're not.
Exactly. And I think that's the thing, is like, they say this, that they sit down and go, what words are going to stick around? And I suppose that's when they have to decide if it's going to be lasting or not.
What about Spice Bag? If that needed to get in there.
If Skibbity is in this movie, or Riz.
I think you know it is.
Look, many of them, they emerge from the likes of internet culture, as we mentioned, celebrity influence, social media trends and all the rest. A spokesperson for all this saying, we only add words where we think they'll have staying power. Internet culture is changing the English language, and the effect is fascinating to observe and capture in the dictionary. So I think what we should do here is just play, just to annoy you even more, a quick round of read or fake, okay? Yes. Don't work together, work on your own, right?
Okay.
I'll give you 12 words. Some are real official entries into the Cambridge Dictionary, some I've made up. So honourable mentions that don't feature that are going into the dictionary. Skibbity, unfortunately, is in there, Dave.
It's going to stick around, is it? Yeah. Good luck. I'd be gone in a week.
You're just jealous you didn't think of Skibbity first.
Tradwife is in there, being like a traditional housewife, whatever. Yeah. That's what that means. Brain flossing, career catfishing. Luke, L-E-W-K, is in there. Inspo rather than inspiration.
That came around in about 2010.
Oh, I thought so too.
They want to speed it up.
But let's get into the actual game now. We'll kick off with Dave. Clout burdens, the emotional stress of having too many followers and too much attention. Real or fake in the dictionary?
Fake.
Well done. Fiona, mouse jiggler, a gadget or app that makes your mouse move so your computer doesn't go idle when you're working from home.
Mouse jiggler. I'm going to say that's real.
It is real. Well done. Ooh. Snackable, short, easy, digestible online content like TikToks, Reels or memes, Dave.
That's real.
It is. Delulu. A playful observation of delusional, meaning believing things that are not real or true, usually because you choose to. Real or fake, Fiona? Is it in the dictionary?
It has to be fake.
I think it's in the dictionary.
No, it's fake. It has to be fake.
Delulu?
Yeah.
I think it's
delusional
in there.
Is already a word.
Yeah, and now it's Delulu.
It's fake, Fiona!
Aww.
Glamper vanning Dave, going on luxurious camper van holidays with all the comforts.
Oh my God, yeah, of course it's real, because that's the way the world's going.
Are you okay?
Did you read this article?
I need to talk to Joe.
He's not there anymore.
That's what you're really upset about.
What about this one, Fiona? It's called scroll fat, which is short for scroll fatigue, the burnout you get from endless scrolling.
Scroll fat. I get it as a concept, but I don't think that's real.
Well done, that is fake. Delulu. Oh, sugar, I ruined that one. I already mentioned it. Broligarchy. A group of ultra-powerful tech bros who hold political and economic influence.
Broligarchy.
That's the one.
Broligarchy. That was the Spanish for it.
Can I get fries with that?
Dave?
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, it is. Well done. A term in the dictionary, ghosting a job. So accepting the job offer, then vanishing before your first shift with no explanation. Kind of like Fiona and TK Maxx.
Well, they wouldn't put the whole sentence in, so I think that's fake.
Ghosting a job is real.
Ghosting a job.
I hate
is
the way
it words
that's
in the
word.
Dictionary.
Ghosting a job.
It did say that it's new words, phrases, and meanings.
I hate this new rule of being like, let's throw in a sentence as a word.
I thought the dictionary's whole thing was its words. You know, they're messing
they're
with the format.
They're clinging
us.
I didn't make. I'm just telling you the news. This is the news. This is just what's
She's
happening.
Not the broligarchy.
You just know people that call in the dictionary. They're going, how do we make dictionaries cool again?
How do we get ourselves back on the
young
map?
Kids aren't reading dictionaries like they used to be.
Celeb sentences.
Celeb bait. Fake celebrity content used to lure people into scams or get clicks. Dave, real or fake?
Real.
That is real. Techno fossil. An outdated piece of tech that will likely last for centuries, like a USB stick buried in time. Real or fake, Fiona?
I think that's fake.
That is real. That's wrong.
Oh, I'm crap at this.
And finally, Dave, hype hygiene. The practice of limiting exposure to overhyped trends to protect your mental health.
That's real.
That is fake.
Oh, very
good. First wrongy of the day.
Look at the confidence you said that with. Say you feel right. Egypt.
I do, in fairness.
You're listening to Spin. Spins,
Bully Ch- Recharged.
Hey, I'm well. It's good to be back, you know. I was on holidays for the last week and a half and it's been absolutely wonderful. My personality of scuba diver Dave came back.
Oh, yeah.
In our hotel, there was an area where you could go down to this very, very incredibly rocky beach. So we had to buy... Stunning. It was really, really nice, but not to stand on.
Like right, jelly shoes.
Yeah, so we went to the shop and bought the jelly shoes. Actually, I bought them in the shop beside the hotel. Your man there working said, I used to live in Mulhuddard.
No way.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, I was like, do you miss Ireland? He's like, I miss it every day.
Misses Mulhuddard?
Yeah, he misses Mulhuddard.
All right.
There you go. Must be crap over in Mallorca. But so anyway, I went and got the jelly shoes, which are just such a literal walking ick.
Yeah,
they are so bad.
So they make you feel so powerful when you
they
have them
really
on. You feel like you can do anything.
Can change your
underneath
whole
that water, man. I can touch anything. Oh, there could have been sea snakes out of them. Like, yeah, no butter. Boop. Yeah. With my little toe. Yeah. Johnny,
I just can't believe we're in 2025 and they haven't made jelly shoes just a little bit cooler.
Yeah.
Like, we've kind of come around to Crocs now. Why can't we just improve
Why can't we jazz it up a bit?
Yeah. So I went and bought them for me and my girlfriend Pippa, who did not really use them, shockingly, but went in and I was looking at the sea and went straight down with the snorkel. I've also bought the snorkel. And there was about, I'd say, a million fish. It was
really?
Amazing.
That's
it was,
so
this
cool.
was just on our doorstep, right? Yeah. So you go down into the sea and then it was just a million fish and I really got into it. And
what
I was,
kind of ones were your favourite to look at?
There was I don't know the name.
Any Nemos?
Any of them. There was no Nemos, but there was like big, there were really genuinely quite big ones, like, and then there was other like little, there was crabs and there was one of those spiky ones, you know, the ones that just sit on the rock.
Sorry,
like a sea
this
urchin
is so
or something like
giving
that.
Boy comes back to senior infants and has to stand at the top of the class and say what he did on his holidays.
I know.
I saw loads of fish. My favourite was the prickly one. That's that on the rock. Well done, Dave.
It never ceases to amaze me how quick fish are. They're like the pigeons in the morning. How do you move so quick?
They are incredible.
Just when you go like, I want to touch you, it's like,
but there were millions of them and I really liked all of them.
But okay, then, what other news do you have?
So I went online and I was just like, I wonder, can you do like a snorkeling experience?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I went and I booked one for me and Pippa. And so we went and we got picked up. They were late to pick us up, by the way. I thought I was scammed.
Oh, that is shocking.
And so your mum picked us up in this rickety old van, which was a kick away from just exploding.
Oh, God.
Right? And she brings us to Santa Ponza. Right?
Amazing.
She was picking up other people. Obviously, we're in Mallorca. Santa Ponza is very close. She brings us to Santa Ponza. I'm there kind of like looking as if, oh, God, this is a rough place. You know what I mean? Don't want to be here at night with all the crowd.
All the Leaving Cert crowd.
But they bring us to a beach very, very close to there. And so we get on this boat with three people, right? Three, like, of the people who work in the company that are doing
right.
the who, like, are very, very nice, but are just chilling, are just hanging out together. They're right. three mates who happen to have a boat. And they don't care about you at all. They're just doing their own thing. In it, like, they're really nice and they'll help you out, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get into the ocean. There's about seven fish. I paid 130 quid each to go on this snorkeling experience.
Oh.
Everyone on the snorkeling experience was like, whoa, there's a fish. I was like, I could have went down.
I've got 100 of these
I've got
at home.
Millions of these at home. Anyway, we finished up the snorkeling experience. It was cool or whatever. We went out into choppy waters, which I think they really regretted doing. And then we got the boat back. As they were coming into like the marina, they started playing like the end of like the Star Wars theme. Like, as the boat was coming into it.
No.
And I was like, these people are just robbing a living.
Oh, they were
the flip flop things up on the boat. They were chilling. There was one guy who was meant to be like our instructor or whatever. He spent the entire day of snorkeling showing off. Like, that's
as
all
in,
he
look,
did.
Look how I can do
we,
it back.
We were meant to follow him, right? And just be like, oh yeah, just follow. I can't remember his name. Just follow him. And then he'd just go underneath the water and start doing flips and he'd be like, hey, hey. And you know the thing that surfer guys do where they lift their toe and their middle finger? He's like, hey, hey.
And you're like,
that's
no.
all you do. I'm like, dude, show us where the fish is.
Fish.
We've seen seven fish. I paid 130 quid.
How much is that per fish?
It's only five fish per bloke
oh
per
my
day.
God. That is desperate.
This is Disco Lines, Tinashe. I think we should do a feature, Dave's News, every Monday morning. No broke boys
I
now.
I saw a bird.
Get ready. Spin 103.8's Golden Ticket.
Hey, yeah.
We want to send Michaela.
Are you serious? This is still here.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. It's the one thing in life. You have to pay your taxes and the Golden Ticket will be on sale before 10. Michaela is on to give this lash this morning. A primary school teacher. When's it all kick off for the new school year?
I'm going in today to sign my contract. So I haven't worked in Ireland in a few years. So I'm coming back for the first time. I was in Abu Dhabi for 3 years.
Unreal.
Oh, very good. So you'd be back to these unruly Irish kids, Michaela. What class do you have? I'd say you're happy. What class do you have?
Sixth class.
Okay, so that's the big leagues.
Yeah, it is the big leagues.
Yeah, no, I'm happy with that. That's good.
Can I ask a question? Are you a better teacher if you get the older ones?
I think so, yeah. I don't have great patience.
Yeah, you can't be telling them to tay a colour.
You can be a little harsher.
I like it, Michaela. Well, first of all, welcome back.
Welcome home. Welcome back.
Thank you for coming home. There's nothing that should have brought you here, but we appreciate you being here.
That's why I'm looking for a holiday to get away again.
What have I done?
Fair enough. All right, Michaela, let's see if we can get you on holiday. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before?
Nope.
You haven't. All right. Basically, in essence, 25 seconds are going to go on the clock, okay? And five songs and artists are going to play. You need to guess the five songs and artists within the 25 seconds. And if you do so, you'll win a golden ticket to Fuerteventura with all the trimmings, all right? If it's a song with a few people on it, Michaela, you only need to mention one artist, right? There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct. But if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song at any point, Michaela, you just shout the word swap and we'll get it out of there. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. All make sense?
Okay, sounds good.
Just be as quick as you can, and I really am hoping for a bit of beginner's luck just off the plane. Absolutely. Back home and hopefully winning the holiday again. Yeah.
All right.
Fingers crossed. Okay.
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Mayo.
Michaela from Mayo. Are you living in Dublin?
Yeah, living in Dublin.
Oh, very nice. What part of Dublin are you living in?
North Dublin.
Okay, very nice.
Keeping it vague. She's a primary school teacher. Yeah. Yeah.
Michaela
from
Can't let away too much.
Living on the north side near Glasnevin. Here we go. 25 seconds on the clock, Michaela. Song one. Playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso.
Nicely done. Sabrina Carpenter and Espresso in the bag.
Nailed it, Michaela. You got that in just over...
3 seconds.
So you've got 21.6 seconds left for 4 songs, which is incredible going.
It's good to know that Fiona's maths has not improved while I was away.
It's actually gotten worse.
Here we go with song 2, Michaela. And you still have that swap remaining. Playing in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
She got the brown eyes, caramel thighs, long hair. Ed Sheeran. Yeah.
So you're looking from not north. Now I really
want to know your
name. Yeah.
Ooh. Swap it if you don't know.
Say swap.
Swap. Swap. All right, let's swap it out.
It's funny, we were trying to make this game a little bit more doable and we've locked in Ed Sheeran as the song 2 artist, but it's actually proving a problem for people.
He's so many songs.
Too many
so
songs.
Many. Yeah,
it's not working. It's
I have no idea what that song's called.
It's with Camila Cabello, that song from It Was Huge Over COVID. You're probably in Abu Dhabi having the crack. South of the Border it's called, but look, not to worry, it's gone now.
Okay.
And we've reset the clock, Michaela, back to those 21.6 seconds, and there's going to be a new song 2 playing for you now in a second.
Hopefully you'll know this one. Brand new song 2, Michaela, in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Ed Sheeran. Yeah.
When You're Cold.
Shiver?
Yes, stop the clock.
Clue. Sheeran.
That was a guess.
Shivers, you did it. So Clue actually worked.
Yeah. I'm definitely not Ed Sheeran's biggest fan.
And Clue worked.
That's a first. They usually do the caller a massive disservice. Okay, very good, Michaela. Right, so you got that one in the bag. You've got 3 songs left and you've got 10 seconds. So that's a little bit over 3 seconds per song.
Sorry, Dave just fell off his chair.
I did. I nearly fell. I was bending down to pick up my pen. All right, Michaela, song 3, I Believe in You. Playing in 3, 2, 1, start. The clock. Something's got a hold on me lately.
No, I don't know myself. Teddy Swim.
Yes.
Let's do it together. Lose control. Not to worry, gal. Listen, you gave it a go. We're delighted that you're home. And I don't know what else to say.
Good luck with sixth class.
You know what radio station to listen to every single morning.
Yeah, you do.
2 FM.
Thank you.
See you later, Michaela.
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Okay. Bye.
If you want to play tomorrow, golden and WhatsApp that holiday to go. All but thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go.
Yes, welcome in and welcome back, Dave, to the most important part of the show where I get to talk about whatever I want. And important admission by me this morning, I don't know how to talk to 18-year-olds. I know I technically talk to them every day here on the show. Shout out to you listening. But in person, it's quite different. We were out last night with Dwayne's little brother, my partner Dwayne, and we were meeting his girlfriend for the first time.
Your partner's girlfriend?
No. Yeah, well, that's me. Yeah. I met myself and I took a hard look at her and said, you need to make some lifestyle changes. We met at Dwayne's little brother Pierce and his girlfriend Jess. They were up in town for the day shopping and we were meeting them afterwards for a little drink. And Dwayne was, because this whole thing is like, Dwayne is like, she's not coming to the wedding, our wedding, which is happening in November, unless we've met her, which I think is very old school. I'm like, obviously she can come to the wedding.
Where's Pierce from?
They're from Duleek.
Oh, very nice.
So they were down for the day, should I say.
That's so scabby that he won't let his little brother and his girlfriend.
I know. I've had a hard word with him. I'm like, of course she's coming. It's a big deal for them. So we were on the way to meet them and Dwayne was like, what do I say to an 18-year-old? I don't know how to talk to her. I was like, ask her how her summer was. Ask her how she feels about the Leaving Cert. Ask her what she wants to do after. And ask her, is she excited for all the 18th birthday parties that'll be happening this year?
Ask her what she wants to do when she grows up.
Yeah, exactly. And Dwayne sat down. It
ask
was like
her what her favourite colour
it
is.
It was like this poor girl was having to do an interview for the job of being 18. Mm-hmm. Dwayne was like, as if he had a sheet of paper in front of him. He was like, how was your summer? Are you excited about the Leaving Cert? Or how do you feel? And she would give her answer and he'd just like look down at his fake sheet of paper again and be like, what about all the 18th birthday parties this year? Are you excited? And then in response, I think we made her nervous. So she was answering like it was like her Irish oral.
Yeah.
She was like, yes, I'm excited. Yes, I went on holidays this summer with my cousins and my mom. Literally, good tobin. I had to do this meeting with you and feel intensely uncomfortable.
Well, I'm so cool.
We're very cool.
I'm sure she's dying to go to your wedding.
Say.
This is Spin.